Shout Hosanna, Luke chapter 19, verse 28 through 40. From about a week ago, small stones began to be seen all over the house. How and where did they come from? I racked my brain, but could not figure out the reason. When I cleaned the house, I could see the small stones are all over the house. They were even hidden in the carpet, so I stepped on them accidentally and was very disturbed. For a week, Pastor Kuko and I were wondering what happened to our house. And finally, we found out the culprit. It was Caleb. Last week, we had an unexpected snow day, so I used it to catch up on chores. While I was checking Caleb's jacket to do the wash, I heard the sounds of something and felt the weight. And I found a handful of the small stones which I have seen all over the house for the last few days in his pockets. Yes, they were the stones that confused me for a week. In Caleb's daycare, when the weather is okay, they let the kids go outside to play once or twice a day. And maybe during that time, he picked up small stones one by one and put them in his pocket. As he came back home and wildly ran around the house, they fell from his pocket all over the house. The mystery that was not solved for a week was eventually solved. Just then, verse 40 from today's gospel text came to my mind. Jesus answered, "If they keep quiet, these stones will start shouting." I thought this was very true and funny. Since the culprit, Caleb, had kept quiet, these stones shouting to let me know who was the culprit. What a cute culprit he was. Let me ask you a question. Can the stones shout? Of course. I believe if God wants, God can make them shout by God's power. But the meaning of this verse does not mean that. It is important to understand the second half of the verse 40 correctly. It says, if they keep quiet, and then these stones will start shouting. Who are they in this text? They were the crowd whom were praising God joyfully with a loud voice as Jesus entered into Jerusalem. Therefore, this verse means that if these people who ought to praise God do not what they ought to do, the stones will praise God instead of them. And this reminds me of what Isaiah 43:21 said, which we read last Sunday. The people whom I formed for myself so that they might declare my praise. Yes, it is. All creatures of the world were created by God to praise God. Therefore, we need to remember that one of our important roles as God's creation is to praise God. Today's gospel text is about the story of Jesus' entry into Jerusalem as the last part of his public life. Jesus' life ended at the age of 33. You know, I just turned 32 years old last week, so Jesus lived a very short life on the earth. Since Jesus had a short life, his public life was very short, just about 3 years. When he was 30 years old, he began to preach the kingdom of God, and at 33 years, he was put to death on the cross. But there were several important turning points in this short public life, and one of them was the entry to Jerusalem. This is because it is directly connected to Jesus' execution on the cross. Before coming to Jerusalem, Jesus often clashed with the Jewish leaders. As I shared many times in the past, the Pharisees and the scribes had the greatest controversy with Jesus. Who were the Pharisees and the scribes? They all belonged to an elite group of Judaism at that time. And they thought that they are the only people who understand the word of God exactly and passionately live them out. Therefore, in their point of view, Jesus did not keep the Jewish tradition, keeping the Sabbath or following purification according to the law of Moses. They did not see what God was doing through and in Jesus, but just the thought that Jesus insulted God by breaking the Jewish tradition. And as these rumors spread, Jesus was stigmatized as a dangerous person by the supreme power of Judaism. The disciples of Jesus were very confused about the meaning of Jesus' entry to Jerusalem. Although Jesus foretold about his death and resurrection three times, they did not understand it and could not accept it. In Matthew 16:21-23, when Jesus foretold about his death and resurrection for the first time, Peter, who was the representative of Jesus' disciples, took Jesus aside and began to rebuke him. Furthermore, in Luke 18:31-34, even though Jesus spoke to them a third time, verse 34 says that they understood nothing about all these things. Let us put ourselves into Jesus' shoes. He was so close to death, but none of his disciples understood it. He might have had a lot of mixed emotions and felt very lonely. However, nevertheless, in order to fulfill his mission, when Jesus got close to Jerusalem, he made his disciples prepare for his entry to Jerusalem. In verse 30-31, Jesus sent two of disciples and said, "Go into the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you untying it?' just to say this, 'The Lord needs it.'" Huh, what do you think about it? This sounds ridiculous. But miraculously, everything was done as Jesus had said. After the disciples brought the colt to Jesus, they put their cloaks on the colt and spread them out on the road. Then they praised God with a loud voice. It looks like a scene in a movie when the great general is cheered by the crowd as he returns home after he won the battle. At first glance, everything looked perfect. But there were the group of people who are unhappy with it. These were the Pharisees. The Pharisees were displeased with the disciples and the crowd who were welcoming Jesus by praising God. So they asked Jesus to stop them. But Jesus denounced the Pharisees' request and said, "I tell you, if these were silent, but the stones would shout out." From today's text, we see two different groups of people in the same place. One group is the people who were enthusiastically welcoming Jesus by praising God, and the other is the people who were unhappy with them and rejecting them. If we do not go deeper into it, we may want to remember this story that the praising group is good and the rejecting group is bad. But this is not all about the lesson of this story. Verse 37 says that the whole multitude of the disciples began to praise God joyfully with a loud voice for all the deeds of power that they had seen. Since they had seen amazing works of God through Jesus, they couldn't help praising him. They saw that Jesus healed the sick, drove out the demon, taught about the kingdom of God and the Beatitude, so they enthusiastically expected and welcomed Jesus as their king. However, surprisingly, 5 days later, their expectation, their welcome, their praise, and their shouts of joy was dramatically changed. In just 5 days, everything was gone. All their cheers were changed to shouts, putting Jesus on the cross to death. Jesus did not come to the world to be another ruler or powerful man, but he came to be the king of love, peace, and justice. He came for those who were marginalized, excluded, alienated, neglected, muted, wounded, and oppressed. He came for all of us, even for you and for me. However, what kind of king have we expected for? What kind of savior have we hoped for? What kind of Messiah are we waiting for? If we misunderstand who Jesus is and why he came to this world, we are not different at all from the people who praise him one day and put him to death the other day. Today, we are having Palm Sunday service. But it also is called Passion Sunday, which is the beginning of the Passion Week, along with Holy Thursday and Good Friday. Basically, during this week, we are remembering the crucifixion and death of Jesus Christ. But at the same time, we should remember that Jesus is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of peace and the King of glory. Therefore, his suffering and death on the cross does not mean God's absence or powerless, but instead, this means ultimate peace and glory because we know what comes next. It is resurrection. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is real essence of Christian faith. Today, not many preachers want to talk about the resurrection. Some want to talk a little bit about spiritual resurrection, but never want to talk about bodily resurrection. But it is what it is. In John 11:24-26, Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, they will live. And everyone who believes and lives in me will never die." Do you believe this? As Christian, if we believe this, we experience resurrection every day. And we are called to share it not only in our worship, but also in our everyday life. In home, in work, in school, and in everywhere we go by praising God. Let us remember that we have the clear reason to praise God. We have resurrected Christ. Let us welcome the King of peace and the King of glory. Let us praise him and worship him without ceasing. Let us shout Hosanna not just by our lips, but by our whole life. Praise God. Amen.